Facebook, Google, all of these companies are trying to figure out where are the rules and where are they going to draw the line.
There's clearly a demand for renters. They've got most of them full.
If you own a bond in your retirement portfolio, the price of that is going to go down.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN.
And here we are in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Welcome to Thursday afternoon. I hope you can see out there. The fog, not quite as bad downtown as it was an hour or two ago, but dense fog advisory continues for a couple of hours anyway. Steve Bertrand here in the Allstate Skyline Studio. You heard some voices there. Bill Geiger will be along a little bit later. Have you heard the story about the guy who's running a blockchain investment company and a cyber, let me find the right term for it. But anyway, he runs this firm where they have a cyber blockchain investments. And he's got the only password to the money. He passed away in December, and now all this money is sort of locked away. They can't get to it. We'll talk to a reporter who's been covering that story a little bit later in the program. But we start with CNET, and on the phone 9 hours, Rochelle Garner from CNET, who joins us from time to time. Rochelle, welcome back to the Biz Lunch.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You know, I was just talking about the password incident with that company because you guys wrote recently about a Google Chrome extension, which will explain this for me. But if I use a password on a Google Chrome extension, it will tell me whether or not my password has ever been hacked in the future, in the past?
That's right. And really, probably, this is really important because there's a good chance that at least one or many of your passwords have been compromised. And what happens is the hackers then basically use the compromised website where they got your password in the first place, and they keep using it in other websites. That, for example, is how some woman woke up the other day in San Francisco with her Nest camera screaming at her that we were being attacked by North Korea. That wasn't happening. But he used a compromised password from another website to be able to get into Nest.
So if I'm using, like, so say I log on to a site, whether it's my bank or Netflix or whatever, and I'm furry kittens and my password is wet dog. And so if I sign on to that site using this Google Chrome extension, it will tell me whether or not that sort of combination has ever been hacked at any other site at any other time?
It will.
Okay.
It will basically put up a nice big red screen that will get your attention right away, and it will tell you that you need to use a different password, which is, I think, a very good thing. Google Chrome, by the way, is the most used browser out there, so this is really an important capability for people to do. All you have to do is go to the Google Chrome store. It's a very simple setup, and from there, you take it.
They've got like 60% of the market when it comes to exploration.
Something like that. I don't have the fingers right, the actual statistics right at my fingers, but definitely at least the up in that ballpark.
I love that. So then, and not only that, just reading the article, it reminded me of how much better I should be when it comes to changing up my passwords and switching them around. And this would be a nice way to prompt you to do it. So, right, just go to Google Chrome. You can download the extension, and you're home free from there.
And be diligent. I will never say that's your home free from there because really, I think really it's a constant conspiracy of hackers to try to get us. But it's a good place to start.
Speaking of the bad guys online, the EU seems to have had much more success when it comes to cracking down on hate speech, whether it's from Twitter or Facebook or elsewhere, than the U.S. Why is that?
I find this fascinating because they didn't legislate this. It was an opt-in that they had the social networks agree to, and they would agree that they would investigate any kind of reports within 24 hours, and they would remove content that they viewed as illegal hate speech. And in the past 2 years since this has been in place, they've been really good at it. So it's something that they've done on their own. They agreed to this. They weren't forced to do this. With various degrees of success, Facebook, oddly enough, has been the most successful.
Okay, but wait a minute, Michelle. We tend to work here in terms of punishment. So, the idea is that there'd be regulation in the U.S. and there would be, I'm assuming, fines or something like that if the social media companies didn't live up to it. But you're saying in Europe, they voluntarily went along. That's the carrot, I guess. Is there no stick involved in Europe?
There's no stick in this particular case. I'm sure that EU is very good at using sticks wherever it's necessary,
right.
But in this particular case, no. But it is something, and I really think that part of the issue is the GDPR of privacy. These social networks know just how serious the EU is about protecting privacy and also limiting hate speech. Let's all never forget just what hate speech has created over 70 years ago in Europe.
So
they're very, very on top of that.
So the idea that these companies know Europe is serious about it would prompt them to behave correctly rather than worry about the penalty, maybe.
It does seem that way.
Okay.
It does seem that way.
I've been talking all morning long about the refrigerator, which is... I still think is kind of just a marketing thing for Valentine's Day, maybe not, but explain for me what the refrigerator is.
Yeah, and I believe you're probably spot on about that one, but it's an idea. So Samsung has the Family Hub refrigerator. It's a $4,000 refrigerator that has a touch screen on the door and a camera inside, which is not something that I felt the need to have. But it's a way
right.
then...
I can look to see. I can look at my own inside and see if my milk is spoiled. I can do that on my own.
Yeah, and you can see whether while you're at the grocery store, hey, I don't have enough right. Coors Light in my refrigerator. I think I'd better stock up. So that's the idea behind that one. And Sweden, where more than half the households are single adults, they decided this would be an interesting way because the notion is that what you have in your fridge is an unfiltered view of the kind of person you are. And if you think about if your fridge is filled with basically day-old pizza and half-open beer cans, I suppose it does say a lot about the kind of person you are.
And so there's an app, right, where you can sort of swipe through and look at the insides of different people's refrigerators who are in the dating market, and by that picture, decide whether you want to pursue a relationship with them.
That's exactly right, because I'm into really day-old pizza, too, and it looks like you and I have a thing going.
And are the Swedes actually using this?
So we're not getting that information. Yeah. I suspect it's a great idea. I don't know about the usage of it.
All right, well,
we'll just have to wait to see.
And the good news is, of course, Rochelle, is you don't need to buy the $4,000 refrigerator, right? You can just download the app or do it online, I guess. Like you can use it on any phone.
You can do it on any phone. Take a picture of your refrigerator, of what's inside, and feel free to swipe right or left, depending on what you're seeing out there.
The downside is you might have to buy an airline ticket to date Bjorn, but that's what we're dealing with here.
If you consider that a downside, yes.
Rochelle Garner, nice to talk with you again. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
It's the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN. Let's get a look at the traffic hotspots now in Traffic Central. Jen DeSalvo.
Over in Downers Grove, Forest Avenue, both northbound and southbound between Burlington and Warren is closed due to work on Main Street, work there. You can detour via Main Street to the east or Belmont to the west, and that should be in place until Saturday, and that's when that's planned to be picked up. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Jen DeSalvo on WGN Traffic Central.
Next Sunday is your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago. That's on at 10:30 p.m., all on WGN-TV.
The Blackhawks are on a roll.
And what a save by Cam Ward! He got the right pad down!
Rebound to the door!
Patrick Kane strikes for the Hawks!
They're playing well, and if you have momentum and you keep playing well, you usually get the results. No reason to give it back now. We just keep pushing and keep putting good performances together and their points.
Back-to-back home games for the Hawks from the United Center. Tonight, they welcome the Vancouver Canucks at 7. And Sunday, old rivals return as the Red Wings come to Chicago. Puck drop at 2 o'clock.
This is Patrick King, Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN.
Tickets are on sale now for the 2019 Chicago Auto Show. The nation's largest auto show runs February 9th through the 18th at McCormick Place. Whether you're a car enthusiast, a new car shopper, or looking for a great winter outing, the Chicago Auto Show has something for you. Nearly 1,000 vehicles are on display, including concept cars, all new production vehicles, and some that are making their worldwide debut. Get your hands on the industry's newest technology with the show's interactive displays. Take a ride on one of the 4 indoor test tracks or get behind the wheel at one of 7 outdoor test drives. Download the official Chicago Auto Show app for up-to-the-minute show information and a $3 discount off the full adult admission. Plenty of weekday discounts make the Chicago Auto Show a bargain. Parking's only $10 in McCormick Place lots every evening after 6. Find out more and buy tickets online at chicagoautoshow.com. Open every day at 10 a.m., February 9th through the 18th. The Chicago Auto Show.
This is David Hochberg of Team Hochberg. Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. When securing a mortgage, you can either waste your time at your local bank or you could call Team Hochberg now at 855-56-DAVID or visit our website, 56David.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of WGN listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 855-56-DAVID or visit our website, 56David.com. Homeside Financial Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, MB6676-1019, NMLS 112-4061.
Do you or someone you know have confusion or memory loss that's become worse over time? These could be symptoms of early stages of Alzheimer's disease. We are researching an investigational drug to see how safe it is and if it can slow the symptoms of Alzheimer's in people age 60 to 85. Eligible participants will receive study-related care at no cost. To learn more about the Trailblazer ALZ study, please call 1-877-214-2993. Again, that's 1-877-214-2993.
You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. All right, here we are, 12:22 on this Thursday afternoon. Bill Geiger is in the studio. Our conversations with Bill are sponsored by Geiger Wealth Management. Nice to see you again, friend.
Good to be here, sir.
So, you know, I look at the Wall Street numbers. Now, we're down, what, today we're down 370 points. So, bad example. But you look at where we've been from the year so far this year, and it's been a pretty consistent rise.
Well, since December 31st, it has.
Right.
We've had the biggest January since the late 80s. But just a month before that, we had the worst December since the Great Depression.
I'd blocked that out, Bill.
I know. That's a common thing.
So things have been going up, but we're still just sort of catching up to where we were.
Yeah, we're not back to where we were at October 1st right. yet.
So what do you do if you're trying to plan for retirement and you're facing a market like this?
Well, you need to put together a plan. And as trite as that sounds, it's really true, because we get involved in the day-to-day of the market. It's up today, I feel good. It's down today, I feel bad. I won't look at it. But if you're getting close to retirement, you're 5 to 10 years out, you really need to sit down and put some thoughts together about where you want to be in retirement and what you have to do right now to get there.
Right. And, you know, I will say that the more I do this show, the more I realize what I don't know when it comes to all of this.
Okay.
For example, you and I have talked a lot about, I thought retirement planning was saving as much money as you could, right?
And then picking it.
And then it's there. And then you retire.
Yeah.
And then you fish. But what's the difference between financial planning and retirement planning?
Well, financial planning can involve a lot of stuff. It's insurance planning. It's how much should I be saving my 401k plan? How much am I going to need? And so on. Retirement planning is a whole different kettle of fish. Retirement planning says, okay, I'm going to be retiring in 5 years. I've got X dollars in my portfolio. How am I going to pay my bills when I retire? How am I going to reposition what I have so I have the income that I need and I'm not going to run out of money?
Right.
So it's really focused on the concrete of the next 5 to 10 years. What am I going to do to really be ready for retirement?
So financial planning is an overarching, retirement planning is part of financial planning.
That's right.
But you should start, I mean, retirement planning gets real serious in your 50s
and
60s.
Yeah.
But you should probably start it before that, too.
Well, financial planning you're doing all the time. How much should I save in my 401k? You know, should I spend money on this or should I save it for that? Should I buy or rent a house? All those different things. And you're going to do those throughout your lifetime. But if you're in your late 50s, early 60s, it's time to really hone in and really start focusing on, how am I going to do this retirement thing? What are the pieces I need to put together? How can I protect myself? How am I going to structure so I can pay my bills?
So at that age, if we're going to do a pie chart, the piece of pie gets a lot bigger when you consider retirement planning.
Well, the pie hopefully is a lot bigger already.
I was thinking of your planning. Yeah, your planning part of the pie.
No,
yeah.
The planning part, we end up putting a retirement plan at the end of a couple meetings on one page.
Really?
On one page. And that one page answers some big questions. Where is my money going to come from every month? You know, Social Security, pension, an income strategy. Is my portfolio going to be growing or is it going to be shrinking? What can I expect 5, 10, 15 years from now? Is it going to last? And we get that all together on one page.
I was reading today, there was a report on, I think it was jobless claims maybe for the week, were down quite a bit. What stuck me was that how economists are surprised by the job growth that continues, with the idea that as more people are getting jobs, the unemployment goes lower, that there just aren't going to be as many people hired. But more and more there are people being hired. I'm just thinking of these people moving from job to job with their 401ks.
Right.
You know, do you collect those with you? Do you leave them where they're being managed? I mean, what's the best thing to do there?
Your last thing you should ever do is move it to your new employer.
So you wouldn't float it to a new...
Absolutely not.
What do you do?
Because let's say if you're 55 years old, you move it... If you change jobs, your old 401k plan, you can roll into an IRA. That's not something you can do if you're still working until you're 59
right,
and a
okay.
half. So if you're 55 and you move it to your new employer and decide later, a year later, you want to do that, you can't do it. If you've got an old 401k plan, we call them orphan 401k
yeah,
plans.
Yeah, right, right.
There's just a whole lot of things you can do in terms of getting ready for retirement. With that, even though you might not be 59 and a half years old yet.
And you got more flexibility if you got it yourself.
Much more right. flexibility in an IRA. So, Steve, I know you're going to talk about this in a moment. Let's do something special for our listeners. The first five callers who call in today, we're going to help them put together on a complimentary basis a full-blown retirement plan, and we'll boil it down to one page. So at the end, you've got a roadmap to what you're going to do.
I like that. I can read one page.
Yes, sir.
Nice to see you, Bill.
Good to see you.
Are you confident that you're doing everything you can, everything you should be doing to prepare for retirement? Well, Bill Geiger and his team at Geiger Wealth can help you answer those questions. They've got a special opportunity for you today. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a full-blown plan for your retirement. It's up to a $3,000 value, and it's complimentary for the first five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Call 800-681-2498. That's 800-681-2498. At this stage of your life, you probably have more money than you've ever had before, and the last thing you need now is a big loss. Together with you, Bill and his team are going to translate the complex financial planning process into easy-to-understand steps with a personalized, full-blown retirement plan. They're designed to help you retire with confidence. Call Geiger Wealth right now for your complimentary, personalized, full-blown retirement plan. 800-681-2498. That's 800-681-2498.
Timeless, memorable music is back on the radio.
At 87.7 FM.
Great artists.
Great songs.
Great memories.
Right now on 87.7 FM.
I want to make it with you.
First on your dial.
At 87.7 FM.
MeTV FM.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Tune in to The Download on Chicago Business Fridays at 6:40 during the Steve Cochran Morning Show. The Download on Chicago Business is sponsored by Signature Bank, Chicago's business bank.
It is 12:31 in Chicago. Time for a check of the news headlines in the newsroom. Here's Eric Rung.
The Food and Drug Administration says Deerfield-based Walgreens has the worst track record among all pharmacies when it comes to selling tobacco products to minors. racked up 1,800 violations across the nation. The FDA plans to meet with executives at Walgreens to discuss the store's noncompliance. William Barr has cleared the first hurdle to becoming the next Attorney General of the United States. A Judiciary Committee in the Senate voted on party lines to send his name to the full Senate, where he is expected to win confirmation. Also, more news coming out of the Justice Department. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker said he would not appear before a House Judiciary Committee as planned on Friday without assurances from the chairman that he would not be issued a subpoena. That has been a story that we've been following here this afternoon. Authorities say they don't believe there's a connection between shootings several hours apart on Interstate 57, in which a longtime postal worker was killed and three other people were wounded. The shootings happened Tuesday and shut down traffic for a time while Illinois State Police investigated the shootings. We'll check your money, sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
And this news sponsored by Old House, New House Home Show.
Guys, are you still looking for a great Valentine's Day gift for your wife or girlfriend? Then treat her to the very best this year with the world's softest pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts for over 15 years. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved ones happy with the world's softest pajamas. You can, too. But you need to get these amazing PJs today, because they normally sell out. So here's what you do. It's easy. Go to Pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com.
Get ready to die laughing. Porchlight Music Theater brings to Chicago multi-Jeff Award winner and audience favorite Matt Kroll, portraying eight hysterical characters in the 2014 Tony Award-winning best musical, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Chicago critics are calling Porchlight Music Theater's hilarious 5 out of 5-star production of A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder fabulous, superb, and a must-see event. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder must close March 16th, only at Porchlight Music Theater in Chicago's Gold Coast. Tickets and more information at PorchlightMusicTheater.org.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Your money on WGN. Here's Orion Samuelson.
With our look at the noon hour market numbers and a lot of red on the screen, the Dow Industrial Average down 277 points, now at 25,113. The S&P 500 down 31 points at 2,700. The NASDAQ down 110 points at 7,264. And the volatility index at the CBOE up more than 1.75 points at 1720. The grain trade, Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat down 12.5 cents a bushel, trading at $5.13¼. March corn down 2¾, trading at $3.77¼. And March soybeans down 9¾ cents, trading at $9.12 a bushel. The livestock futures, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, April lean hogs down $1.27 a hundredweight. That puts it at $59.65. February live cattle, on the other hand, up barely, up 5 cents a hundredweight at 126.45, and the March feeder cattle contract is up 17 cents, trading at $143.35 a hundredweight. And that's your money on 720 WGN.
WGN Sports, the Blackhawks host Vancouver tonight. The pregame with Chris at 7, the faceoff at 7:30 with John and Troy. Can hear that game right here on 720 WGN. College basketball, Iowa at Indiana. WGN Traffic, Jen DeSalvo.
We're going to take a look at West Chicago, where a couple of accidents are blocking the intersections of Joliet Street at Route 59 and Neltor at Roosevelt Road. When it comes to travel times, the Edens is looking good. The Kennedy, though, starting to build both directions. In fact, it's 25 minutes out to the junction, 55 minutes out to O'Hare, pretty much slow from the Circle Interchange to Fullerton, and then from Montrose all the way out to the O'Hare Extension. Inbound side 30 from the airport into downtown, 18 in from Montrose. Those express lanes still coming in at 8 minutes, so they're going to save you about 10. The Eisenhower, 26 to Mannheim, 39 to Thorndale. Thorndale back to the old post office, 43, 28 in from Mannheim. On to Stevenson, it's 32 out to the tri-state, 42 to 355. The inbound trip, 45 from 355 to Lakeshore, 35 in from the tri-state. Dan Ryan, 19 out to 95th. The express lanes look good. And over on the inbound side, 95th to the circle, it's a 22-minute trip. Also, the Bishop Ford inbound slow from 8094 to 159th Street. There is an accident. The two right lanes are blocked. It's about a 7-minute delay associated with that crash. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Jen DeSalvo in WGN Traffic Central.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center today, on and off rain and windy, a high of 42 tonight. We could see some snow a little later on. It's going to be very, very cold. A low of 7 is expected tomorrow. Partly to mostly sunny, colder, a high of just 14. Right now it's 40 at O'Hare, 39 at Midway, 40 in River Forest, 35 along Chicago's lakefront, with the winds coming out of the northeast at 3 miles per hour. I'm Eric Rung in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and these are the stories that matter on 720 WGN.
Thanks very much, Eric Rung. Steve Bertrand here. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. All right, so if for Christmas time you've got one of those DNA kits, let's see, it's February 7th, so you spit in the bottle on December 26th, you sent it in, you might be just about now getting your results. It's becoming more and more popular in this country, likely around the world, I'm not sure, but I know it's very popular here. We did it in my family a couple of years ago. There's a story this week about one of the companies now voluntarily offering its data to law enforcement, and that's raising some privacy concerns. Kristen Brown wrote about that for Bloomberg. She is the business and health reporter there, and she joins us on a phone line now to talk about it. Kristen, welcome to the Biz Lunch.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell me about this idea, right? Because I know people who say, I would never do this, I'm not going to share my information, but others are sort of drawn to the curiosity of it. I'm 46% British and Irish, by the way. and now you've got this company, Family Tree DNA, sort of opening up their data to the feds, or what's going on here?
Yeah, so first I think we should step back. This is not the first time that law enforcement has gained access to consumer genetic information. The first time that happened was last year with a very high-profile case. Some law enforcement officers were able to use an open-source database called GEDmatch and find a suspect in the case of the Golden State Killer, which is this really high-profile serial killer case here in California from the 60s and 70s. And after that, sort of the genie was out of the bottle, and now they've found suspects in more than a dozen cases using this database, GEDmatch.
Now, so
GEDmatch is open source.
So the idea is it's a little more voluntary, but I guess that doesn't really matter. If my cousin's volunteering, I still could be implicated, whether it's open source or not. I don't know if that has an impact on me.
Right. And I think that's a really important point here. Unlike other data, right, that you might share, like your location data via your phone, if your cousin, even a cousin you don't know, you have like a third cousin somewhere, if your cousin shares their information on a database like this, that means that police could potentially identify you by finding your cousin in the database and then building out a family tree that eventually leads to you. I think one point that's really important is it's not DNA alone. It's, you know, your cousin's DNA in a database, and then all the stuff that everybody else in your family posts on Facebook and Instagram, right? This is just one piece of data among many, many pieces of data that are already out there that leads police to be able to track down and identify people through genetic information.
So
this
they talk about how our DNA, right, is unique to each of us, or it's a sort of a singular event. And yet, really, with if the feds really only need a very small percentage of our collective DNA before they could identify everyone.
Right. So I think that one thing that's important is nobody is actually looking at your DNA, right? The files on GEDmatch and on Family Tree DNA, which is this company that's in the news this week and last week, are not showing anybody your raw DNA files. What it's showing you is who else you share genetic information with. So if I popped up on there as related to you, you would see that, right? And you would see other people I was related to, but you wouldn't see my, like, A's and G's and T's and C's.
Okay.
So I think that's an important thing.
But tell me about what
they're seeing the relationship.
But you did write this, that if you, with only 2% of the population's DNA, with only 2% of the population's DNA, we could all virtually be identified by law enforcement. Can you explain that for me?
Yeah. So this is the most interesting thing in my mind about the Family Tree DNA sort of scandal that's going on right now. So Family Tree DNA cooperated with law enforcement, and they're now giving them access to their database, just like GEDmatch. And I do think it's important to point out, law enforcement could just go around Family Tree DNA, because unlike 23andMe, anybody can just upload a data file from somewhere else, like from Ancestry or 23andMe or whatever, to Family Tree DNA. 23andMe and Ancestry, you can't do that.
Okay.
But so, yeah. So now with Family Tree DNA, which has about 2 million users, and GEDmatch, which is about 1 million users, you have three million people's genetic information is potentially accessible to law enforcement. So that's really interesting, because there was a study that came out last fall that suggested that because, you know, your third cousin could also identify you, only 2% of people of European descent would have to have shared their genetic information in this way for potentially everybody of European descent to be identifiable. And the reason they looked at European descent is because most of the people in these databases are of European descent.
Those of us in the sandbox playing are all European descent for the most part.
Vast majority of them, yes. Although that's changing.
Kristen Brown writes for about business and health at Bloomberg. Kristen, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN.
Ms. Yule, start the timer, because here's the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing and examining Chicago business news of the day. It's no mystery that the logistics field is one of the most vital factors in the digital age these days, and it's not going anywhere, that's for sure. Oh, you don't believe me? Well, just look at Four Kites, a logistics company that just raised $50 million in a Series C round funding, taking it all up to over $100 million in funding, and they've only been around for 5 years. Believe me now? All right, I'm fine. The goal of Four Kites is to make trucking more efficient, and they're going to use the money to figure out how to utilize shipping space better by sharing cargo space. And the Chicago developer Related Midwest is utilizing their project space well with their proposed new neighborhood called the 78. And if you're not quite sure of it, it's working to expand the South Loop and fill the empty 62 acres that's currently there across the river from Chinatown. They made a big step passing a city vote to get nearly $500 million of public subsidies for the project, and it would really impact their taxes. There's plenty of road left to lay, so we'll keep an eye out as to how it develops. I'm Bennett Wakenight, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
So, you've been tidying up. How's it going? Our guest is not going to be Marie Kondo because she sounds like this. But tell me if her method is working at 1:35.
John Williams, next at 1 on 720 WGN.
A smile is a sign of hope. At Eon Clinics, they know how much a smile can impact your outlook on life.
Eon Clinics gave me the smile I've always wanted, and now I'm constantly getting compliments. Talk about a great boost. I simply can't stop smiling.
Eon Clinics dental implants can restore your sense of self. Start a new chapter in life with a stunning set of teeth.
Their family-owned clinics and exceptional doctors will restore your oral health and lift your spirit.
It was an incredible experience. I felt like I had a priceless work of art in my mouth when I left the office. To people on the fence, I say do it. It'll be the best decision you've made.
Invest in yourself. Allow Eon Clinics to help you achieve an inspirational smile. Call 844-432-SMILE. That's 844-432-SMILE or visit eonclinics.com.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacists for details.
Life can be stressful, but that doesn't stop your everyday hustle. If you're stuck in traffic or rushing to get to an appointment, you don't need anything to slow you down, like wasting time looking for a free ATM. At Wintrust, we think all ATMs should be convenient and free. That's why we created Total Access Checking. Use any ATM nationwide, and we'll refund the fee. Get your money wherever you are, whenever you need it, without being charged extra. Visit Wintrust.com/TAC. Member FDIC.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and save millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-491-3318. That's 800-491-3318. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-491-3318. That's 800-491-3318.
Oh, real quick, I want to tell you, well, we're working on probably the last WGN Steve Bertrand travel trip of this coming year, putting it together now, but we're going to go to Portugal in October. Final details still coming, but looks like we'll leave either the 12th of October or the 19th for a 9-day trip. If you want to get in early on the information there, send me an email, steve@stevebertrandtravel.com, and I'll send you the details as soon as I have it. I should have the details coming up in a week or so, I hope, but Sharon and I are going to go to Portugal, and we hope you come with us. I'm excited about this one. All right, let's check the I'm excited about all of them. All right, let's check the traffic hotspots. Here's Jen DeSalvo.
A few accidents out there. One in Lyle at Ogden, just west of Plank Road. In West Chicago, one at Joliet and Route 59, the other at Neltor and Roosevelt. And on Chicago's south side, a crash Stony Island Avenue at 67th Street. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Jen DeSalvo in WGN Traffic Central.
All right, what if you invested with the guy and he lost the password? That story's coming up right now. Eric Rung has a look at Wall Street.
Yeah, the markets are struggling to recover here today. The Dow is down 280 points. The NASDAQ is down 106, and the S&P 500 is down 34.
Here's Orion Samuelson with a look at the day's agribusiness headlines.
Folks at the U.S. Department of Agriculture are going to be very busy tomorrow as we get a ton of reports that are late because of the government shutdown. And USDA didn't have staff to come up with the numbers like crop production for 2018 and weekly export news and the destinations of our exports. All of that will be out tomorrow from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I think beginning at 11 a.m. We'll start getting those reports. On the calendar right now in the Quad Cities, 10 state finalists in the National Outstanding Young Farmer Program have gathered for the 2019 edition. And on Saturday evening in Davenport, 4 of the 10 will be named Outstanding Young Farmers for 2019. And part of their activity after being named will be a trip to Washington, D.C., representing agriculture at National Ag Day in March. And in Wisconsin, cattlemen are gathering tomorrow and Saturday for the annual 2019 Winter Conference of the Wisconsin Cattlemen. That event, Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And it's the place to go to interact with fellow cattlemen and catch up with current happenings in the beef business in 2 short days. Oh, and some facts while we're talking about Wisconsin, something I didn't know. February is National Cherry Month. And for those of you who visit Door County or spend part of the summer in Door County, Wisconsin, that county is called Cherryland, USA. The first cherry trees were planted there in 1896. And next time you're enjoying cherry pie, the average cherry tree yields 7,000 cherries or 250 cherries per pie, and that means 28 pies come from one cherry tree in Door County, Wisconsin. Enjoy. That's your money on 720 WGN.
Thanks very much, Orion Samuelson. Steve Bertrand here. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN. All right, passwords maybe been the theme of the show. We talked about that new Google Chrome extension at the top and how you can protect your passwords there. But what if you have your password entrusted with someone and they lose it? That's apparently happened with a cryptocurrency company. Aaron Hankin is a reporter at MarketWatch.com. He wrote a story this week that jumped out at me, and he joins us now live. Aaron, welcome to the Business Lunch.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So explain this for me. As I understand it, there was this guy who ran a currency exchange, a crypto exchange. There was a loan password. He was the only one who had it. And then in December, he died and apparently died with the password.
So that's essentially what happened. So the exchange was Canada's largest cryptocurrency exchange, Quadriga. And, so he passed away in December. And what happened was the exchange kept their cryptocurrency in what is called cold storage.
Mm-hmm.
So that is when you keep your cryptocurrency essentially offline, and that mitigates the risk of getting hacked. And it also means you can't lose any encryption codes or any passwords. And, according to court documents, the majority of the money in the exchange was kept in cold storage, and no one has the password. So, by all accounts, the money's essentially lost.
So, I mean, cryptocurrency is confusing enough for me, and I think for a lot of us anyway. But the idea was then he moved it to what you're saying, and I'm repeating you a little bit, but this what they call cold storage, just to protect it. He was the only one who had access to that information in cold storage, and he didn't share the password with anyone else in the company?
No, he didn't share it with anyone, and that's not uncommon. I actually spoke to the CEO of a recent big security firm this morning, and he actually said, one of the biggest issues facing the market that not many people are talking about is succession planning. So he sells these kind of like little USB discs, which are used to put your cryptocurrency in cold storage, and he's of the belief that you shouldn't share your PIN code with anyone, but then obviously that poses the risk of what happens
right.
if you pass away.
Did he die suddenly?
By all accounts, he had complications with Crohn's disease.
Okay.
I don't know too much about that
sure.
part of it. But
I mean,
I don't think it was.
It just begs, if you don't know much about it, it begs for conspiracy. So, that's kind of why I asked that. But so how much money are we talking about?
Say again?
How much money are we talking about here?
It looks like around somewhere between $150 and $200 million US dollars. So there was some money kept in what is known as a hot wallet, which that is accessible, and people will keep money in a hot wallet to sort of meet daily obligations. People are going to withdraw, deposit money. Somewhere in that vicinity, not a small amount of money.
Is this $100 to $200 million, then? Is this money from investors? Say, if I wanted to invest in cryptocurrency, I would have given him my money?
Yeah, if you had your money on that exchange.
Yeah, and so what are my chances of getting that money back?
Well, I don't know. Probably not great. One of the course of action that they're looking into is maybe selling the to get some of the money back is to so Quadriga hired Ernst & Young to oversee proceedings. The company was granted with a 30-day stay of proceedings, so right. That's just to sort of halt people from suing them. And I guess one of the options is if they can't find the money, can't track down the money, that they might try and set, that the platform can be sold. I have no idea how much that's worth.
Yeah, but it's not going to be worth $200 million.
I don't think so.
Right. That's just a fascinating thing, and even more fascinating is the fact that you told me that it's not too unusual. I think that we should work on that. I think we should find a way for these guys to share their passwords at least with someone or put them somewhere, right? This hasn't happened before, has it?
Well, there's been a number of prominent exchange hacks over the years. I think there was four or five last year. In 2014, Japanese exchange Mt. Gox, which was handling, I think at the time, upwards of 60-70% of all Bitcoin transactions, was hacked, and there was taken. I think there was 800,000 Bitcoin was stolen at the time. It was worth about $500 million. And today, I can't do the calculations off my head, but that's a lot more today. But it's not uncommon, and it is one of the drawbacks of the industry, the security. So it's sort of say it's not uncommon, it's unfortunate.
Aaron Hankin is a writer for MarketWatch. Thanks for joining us today, Aaron. And if you find it, let us know.
I will do. Thanks for having me.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN.
The numbers are in.
WGN Plus is where Chicago comes for podcasts.
Here's what's happening with WGN Plus. Do you ever think you know a lot about beer? Well, I bet Master Cicerone Jason Pratt knows a little bit more. That's okay. He's supposed to. And he joined Barrel the Bottle in this week's episode. Rebel Force Radio introduces their friend Puppet Lando Calrissian. Yes, a puppet. And Noco Cinema sits down with creators of the film An Acceptable Loss. Look them up. WGN Plus on iTunes and Google Play.
This is it. This is the hair color that's changing the way women think and feel about coloring their hair. This is the hair color that says, I don't need to go to a salon to get salon quality hair. This is the hair color that makes you want to say, I color my own hair. This is Madison Reed. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, the company I named after my daughter. Madison Reed delivers salon-quality, multi-tonal, healthy-looking hair color. It's ammonia-free and delivered right to your door for under $25. Worried about finding your shade? Don't be. Madison Reed's online shade matching tool makes it easy. This is it. This is Madison Reed, the hair color that's changing the way women color their hair. Visit madison-reed.com. That's madison-reed.com. Get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code Chicago Radio. That's code Chicago Radio. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
With this brutal cold weather, what's better than gathering your family around a warm fire? Get your chimney cleaned and safety inspected right by the pros at Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace. And mention WGN for $100 off. Book online at cleanfireplace.com.
So if you own a small or medium-sized business and need capital fast, skip the banks with their fees, terms, and other hoops and call Lender. Or go to lender.online, LENDR.online. The first words you'll see on their site are fast business funding for a brighter future. Lender's committed to helping small businesses level the playing field, giving you access to the funding you need with a simple, transparent process. Even challenged credit. With challenged credit still, Lender makes it easy. At Lender, they want to hear your story, not just make a decision based on your credit score. And they fund their loans fast in as little as 24 hours. Right now, they're offering 0% financing for the first 30 days with no hidden fees. That's right, 0% financing for 30 days. Call Lender at 312-319-4769 or visit them at lender.online. That's LENDR.online and see how your business can get 0% financing for the first 30 days. It's that simple. When the banks say no, Lender says yes. John Williams is in the studio.
Anna DeVlantis oversaw or co-hosted a mayoral debate last night.
Right, last night.
She's going to join us a little after 1:30 and just tell us what are the highlights. There's so many candidates running for mayor, hundreds of them, actually.
And many of them very good.
I know, and maybe you didn't hear it all. Maybe you're having trouble keeping score. Anna's been paying attention to it. I said, well, come on and just break it down for us. So we'll play a couple clips, and if you're just wondering where you should even begin to process these people, and hopefully you're a little ahead of that by now, but Anna's going to sort of sort it out for us at 1:35.
The Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 7:20 on 720 WGN Chicago.